I'm joined on the line now by Demelza Leonard. She's with DL Social and she's a pop culture and social media expert. Hi, Demelza. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Will. How are you?
I'm great. Look, it's been another weird and wonderful year in celebrity world. Tell me your highlights.
Well, I guess the number one highlight for 2021, particularly where celebrities and social media are concerned, is the Free Britney movement.
Yes.
With Britney Spears and the conservatorship. And a lot of that, you can thank social media and her fans for, I guess, helping her see the light. Originally, when the documentary came out, she said that everything was fine. And then it wasn't until she started seeing her fans and what they were posting and how they felt that something wasn't quite right with her. She eventually told everyone the truth of exactly how she has been treated in the conservatorship, which then obviously opened up an investigation into what was right and what was wrong. And now, as we know, she's been able to have a lot more freedom than she did at the start of the year. So that is definitely probably the biggest moment on social media when it comes to a celebrity. It kicked off with Bernie Sanders, though. When we had the presidential inauguration at the start of the year, Bernie Sanders, well-known American politician, became a bit of a meme because he didn't quite look the part of someone who was very interested in what was going on and was wearing these mittens. And of course, it only took a few minutes for social media followers to take a snapshot and a screenshot, and he went viral very, very quickly. And to this day, there are still memes popping up using good old Bernie in those social media posts.
He wasn't quite looking presidential, but I will say that becoming viral isn't necessarily something that's hard to do these days, right?
No, not at all. And I think if you have something that has a little bit of, I guess, entertainment value, or people can create some sort of content from it, it can go viral. Now, some of that won't necessarily be great. Some of it will be fantastic, and you'll find a lot of rappers, a lot of singers try to use that to their advantage as well, to help them when they're pushing particular songs or video clips as well. The rapper Drake does it very, very well, even though he didn't do it too much in 2021. Of course, Benefit 2.0 was another massive social media.
What was it? Moment. What was it? What was it called?
Benefit 2.0, J-Lo and Ben Affleck.
Wow.
Telling the world that they were official, because after some inappropriate DMs, J-Lo was with Alex Rodriguez. They were going to get married. He was caught sending inappropriate messages to a American reality TV star, that she then disclosed the content of those particular messages. And after all of that, J-Lo clearly gave him the boot. And the next thing we know, we're starting to see Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck hanging out a little bit more often than normal. And then in July, she posted on her birthday a kiss between the two of them on a yacht, which made a lot of fans very, very happy.
We're speaking celebrity and social trends of 2021 coming up towards New Year's Eve. Demelza Leonard is on the line with me. She's a pop culture and social media expert. What about this horrifying incident involving Alec Baldwin where someone lost their life? That's a dark and sad story, but it was big.
It was very, very big and very, very heartbreaking. I think one thing that social media has shown with this is how quickly that story went out to the world, and showed exactly if the right things are not done on set, particularly where guns are involved, you know, there can be absolute tragic circumstances. We then saw Alec Baldwin come out and give a very short statement. And now, of course, he's done the interview to give a little bit more, which is a little bit interesting given that from all our understandings, normally when there's legal proceedings going, you don't normally come out in social media or on television to give your side of the story. But I guess we'll see a lot more of what's going to come off that particular story in 2022 and how what exactly happened and who was at fault.
Yeah, we'll stay tuned. Now, let's not forget about the royals. They're kind of celebrities too, I think. I mean, they're royalty, but they are celebrities. They had a pretty big year, didn't they?
They did. And to be honest, I think think it all started with Meghan and Harry's Oprah interview.
Yes.
It wouldn't surprise me if that makes top five in terms of most trending royal interview or moment of all time. And then, of course, Meghan had Lilibet a little bit later on in the year as well. They haven't really had as huge a year or as impactful a year as everyone seemed to think. Obviously, the backlash from the Oprah interview wasn't as positive as some people thought it would be. Definitely shone some sort of light. And then, of course, we lost Prince Philip down the line after that as well. So the royals really have had a huge year. And then we've got the scandal with Prince Andrew as well. So I don't think it's going to be the last of the royals being a trending topic, and I think we're going to see even more in 2022.
Well, and someone just tried to kill the Queen at Windsor Castle, so yes. That's finished off the year, not nicely, but I mean, it's put a nice little bow on it. Now, we are speaking about celebrity and social trends. What was your social celebrity trend or big moment this year? Give me a call, 133 882, or you can text them through 0487 999 882. Give me your biggest moment of 2021 in the celebrity and social media areas. We are chatting with Demelza Leonard. She's a pop culture and social media expert. So social media, Demelza, it's got a bit of a life of its own now. It's gone from strength to strength over the last decade. What were the biggest hits and misses this year in the social media area?
Look, I think one of the biggest, and for all news publications, Facebook news blackout that happened in February, yeah. On the back of the government's legislation, which was unprecedented for the world. And then obviously that didn't just affect news publications, it also affected a lot of small businesses and local government sites and government important pages as well. So thankfully it wasn't a very long blackout, and everything was restored on the back of some conversations between media outlets and Facebook and obviously the government as well. That was due to Google and Facebook not necessarily being too happy with what the Australian government was proposing for this new legislation. Another big thing with Facebook was that it was reported that where Instagram was very harmful to teenage girls, and they knew about this and didn't do a lot about it. An international study and an independent study that was done by Facebook over the past 3 years have highlighted just the type of psychological harm that the app was contributing to. On the back of that, TikTok, which is now huge, it has just been announced as the number one site for 2021. So it's overtaken Google because of its popularity with Gen Z.
Wow.
TikTok has come out and changed some of the things that they're doing to roll out new resources that are going to support and help young people with well-being. There's a long way to go with that, but I think it's a good start to actually have those conversations and have it on a platform where kids are paying attention at the same time. And then on the back of that, Facebook decided to change its name to Meta.
So, I don't know what that means.
They're looking towards more virtual and augmented reality for the future. They announced the metaverse, where their concept is they want to stay more connected, and they feel that in a time where people are unable to travel around the world to visit family members virtually and are doing it in an augmented reality sense might be a good way to go about it in what they've termed the metaverse. So wow. We're going to hear a lot more of the metaverse moving forward, I think, but it's very similar to how Google changed their name. So we still have the platform Google, we still have the platform Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. It's just the overarching company is now Meta.
All I hear when you talk about metaverse is Mark Zuckerberg and somehow Elon Musk, I know he's got no connections to it, ruling the world in some sort of strange spaceship that we're all flying around in. But I'm going to have to wrap it up there, Demelza. I really appreciate your time. It's going to be another big year in social media and celebrity in 2022. And thanks for wrapping up 2021.
Thanks a lot for having me, Will.